Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
Scripture today is taken out of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 23 and 24. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Our Heavenly Father, I pray today that you understand this message, bring an understanding for all of us to our hearts. Lord, teach us and help us to understand why we're here. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. When John Kennedy was running for president in the late 1950s, he visited a coal mine in West Virginia. One coal miner said to him, "Mr. Kennedy, is it true you're the son of one of the wealthiest men in America?" John Kennedy said, "Yes, it is." Man said, "Mr. Kennedy, is it true you've never really wanted for anything in your life?" John Kennedy said, "Well, I guess so." Man said, "Mr. Kennedy, is it true you've never done a hard day's work of labor in your entire life?" Kennedy nodded and agreed. Coal miner said then, "Mr. Kennedy, I want to tell you something, sir. You haven't missed a thing." A man by the name of Bill Gold said this, "I've met a few people in my time who were enthusiastic about hard work, and it just was my luck that all of them happened to be men that I was working for." Abraham Lincoln said, "My father taught me to work. He did not teach me to love it." Dr. Charles Mayo, who started the Mayo Clinic, said, "There is no fun like work." And Thomas Edison said, "I've never did a day's work in my life. It was all fun all the time." The Bible commands us to work. And I think sometimes we, as we look at the younger kids, as my dad looked at me when I was younger, thought, "My goodness, this generation has lost their work ethic." And as your fathers looked at you. Because, see, back in my great-grandfather's day, they carried wood in to cook their food. They raised their food out back. They butchered their own cattle. It was harder times, and they had to do all of that and raise 10 children. They had to hook up horses in order to go to church, and they didn't miss church. They brought them in a buckboard. I really don't think that we have lost our work ethic. I think that we have lost our attitude about what work is. And I do know this, that I have told our young people for the last 28 years that I've been here, work your passion, work your passion, work your passion. And when you work your passion, you are not only just working and accomplishing something, but you will do it better than anyone else that is doing it for the money or for some other reason. So whatever you do, you work your passion. You find out what you like and you get into that. And you encourage your kids to get into what they like. They may not like what you like. You may be a large person and you like to cook, and your kid may be a real little person, and the last thing they want to do is sit at a table. They want to run somewhere. They don't want to sit still that long. I think lots of times we make mistakes when we have our own companies in this country and we try to put our child into doing what we did. And the child has to choose their way. And we must encourage them. You know, back in the olden times, during Jesus' time, the father took care of the child until he was 30. But they encouraged them in their work, and they taught them trades, but they were able to go ahead and then expand into other areas. And we see that throughout history, where men have came from farmers, but they've been inventors. And men that their family have worked in the factories, their sons and daughters have become doctors and lawyers and scientists and historians. The key about work is trying to find the place that God has placed you. And one thing that I know about my life that I've learned, when you get up in the morning, you thank the Lord that you can get up in the morning. And then you do your best throughout the day to accomplish something for Him. And it doesn't matter what you're doing, you realize, as the Scripture says, you're doing it for Him. 6 days you shall labor. It's commanded of God that we work. I was raised by a dad that he said, Bob, we're living in a time when most guys work 8 hours a day and they go home. He said, do you realize if you work 12 hours a day, you get an extra week in every couple weeks? And he said, and when you get up in the morning and if you're doing things that you enjoy, you're going to feel a sense of accomplishment. Let me ask you men this, and ladies. It takes as much work to play a round of golf as it does to mow your grass. But when you finish golfing and when you finish mowing your grass, which makes you feel better? If you golf like me, you feel a lot better after you get your yard done. Because there's a sense of accomplishing something. You've went ahead and something you see, you have done. People have asked me my entire life because I've always worked. When I was in the Navy, I worked and I had a job that paid more than my Navy job on the side. I worked for a garbage man. He owned 3 garbage companies. He said, the best competition is that which you own. He said, people get upset at me and they hang up and say, I'm going to call that other company. I said, good. I charge more with that company than I did with this one. I collected garbage on the back of the truck when they had steel garbage cans and cats and dogs. I collected bills for him. I would go and I would go to businesses that hadn't paid their garbage bill and collect money. They'd lock me in the Kmart store at 10 o'clock at night and let me out at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'd clean the Kmart store. Why? Because I wanted to accomplish something. And God says that we're so to work. He says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 2:2, in by the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. Psalms 19:1, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Jesus said in John 5:17, my Father is always at His work to this very day, and I too am working. God works. He created us in His image. We are not going to be satisfied or content until we work. And God has not set us on an 8-hour day. People have asked me, especially in the last few weeks, Pastor, how do you do it? How do you do the? You just get up in the morning and you say, Lord, whatever I do, I want to do to you. And it doesn't matter whether you're working in a factory. It doesn't matter whether you're on a fire department. It doesn't matter if you're a police officer. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor. Or it doesn't matter if you sell gas. You're doing it unto God. It is His service and His service unto man. There's never a time when I give a speech that I don't believe that I'm doing it for God. There's never a time when I preach I'm not doing it for God. There's never a time when I'm sitting with a group of people that I don't know that I'm doing it for God. So it isn't work, it's all fun. Really, yes, because you know you're trying to accomplish something for Him and not for yourself. And we need to get ourselves out from in front of our work and allow the works to say who we are. John Wesley, something you may not know about him, he started the Methodist churches, he and Charles Wesley. They came to the United States from England as missionaries. And we have the Wesleyan churches, the Methodist churches, United Brother churches, all picked up the doctrine of George Whitefield, who was a friend of John and Charles Wesley that they brought over here. John Wesley was just a little guy, weighed 120 pounds. When he was 73 years old, Wesley said, I've never felt better or stronger than I feel better and stronger than I did at age 23. He lived to be 90 years old. Why? Because he didn't retire. He just kept on working. If you find something you love, just do it. And keep on doing it. Do you know when we sit down, it's hard to get back up? My brother-in-law, Steve, many of you know him down in Florida, he used to own a dairy. And you get an old cow down, if you couldn't get her on her feet, she'd never get back up. You've got to have goals. You've got to continually have goals. Even as you grow, we grow older, we must continue to have goals and reach on. I want that mountain. Even though I'm 80 years old, I may say, I still want that mountain. No one dies from hard work or from overwork. They die from doing nothing. It's when we relax and we sit back that discouragement sets in, despair sets in, because we were created as men and women to work. Physical labor is good for the body. We won't mow our own grass, but we'll go work out at a gym for 4 hours. I've never understood that. Get a shovel. Throw that. Take that rototiller, get it out of your garage, and get a shovel and spade up that dirt in your garden. You'll feel better when you get done. Luke 11:24. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through places seeking rest, and if they find none, they say, I will return to the house I left. And when it arrives, it finds the house swept and clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and they live there. The picture that God is showing us here is when you come to Christ and you get all that dirt and all that garb out of your life, you better get involved in church. You better get a job doing something in church. You better get connected with people in church. Because when you go out and you've cut those friends that were dragging you down and you stop going to the places that were taking you down and you stop dealing with the people that were running you down, if you're just not doing anything, Satan's going to come back even stronger than he was before. Dick Hefner, you'll like this. Many years ago in Barbados, they brought in beehives. They were going to raise bees. And they brought in all kinds of beehives. And these bees started to work right away, and they started gathering all kinds of nectar in order to make their honey. But winter didn't come. And as their instinct was to gather for the winter and the winter didn't come, they got lazy. Barbados had a very big problem. The bees got lazy and they started stinging people. All they cared about was stinging people. They didn't have to gather for the winter anymore. And when we get lazy, we start stinging people too. We start gossiping about people. We start running people down. We start attacking people. A busy man and a working man and woman, they don't do that. They are too busy doing what God has commanded them to do. They don't try to get in someone else's business. They got enough of business of their own to take care of. We must be ambitious. Proverbs 10 verse 4 says, "Lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. He who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during the harvest is a disgraceful son." 1 Thessalonians 4:11, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands." Businessman said, well, he said, "I'm trying to lead my son into the business of being a lawyer." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Because he's always getting his nose in other people's business, and he ought to get paid for it, I guess." Are you ambitious? You know, if we started thanking God that we would wake up in the morning, we might get up earlier. If we started thanking God before our feet hit the ground, we might decide that we can do something for Him, and you realize that God has placed you where you're at. You say, "But preacher, I don't like my job." Then pray that you like it. I have never worked a job that I didn't feel that God was blessing me in that job. I remember when I was in a factory down at Zeller's, and the factory is closed now. Many of the smaller factories down in Defiance are closed, but I was working at Zeller Corporation, and I got bumped 6 times in 4 months. Now, what that was, if someone had more seniority than you, they could take your job. So the plant managers, I went in and talked with them, and I said, "What's going on?" And they said, "Would you quit whistling and singing when you come into work?" They said, "If you just frown and kick the door when you come in and kind of slam the door when you go into the bathroom," he said, "everybody will think you got it as rough as them." He said, "They all think you got a good job." So they created a job for me. I was a fork truck driver. So I kept getting bumped off of my job onto another job onto another job. So I had a job, and they put me on day shift. And they said, "This should keep you from being bumped." And I was to clean up after the pigeons in the hammer shop. In the hammer shop, the ceiling was really high, and we had an overhead crane, and I got to run that whenever a truckload of steel came in. Now, you wanted to see a man praying. You should have seen those guys down there on that truck when I was running up that overhead crane. And I was praying too. But I knew that my job was given to me by God, that I was supposed to witness to someone that was there. I was supposed to reach out to someone that was there. So every place I go today, I realize that we are here to serve God, not to serve ourselves. We're not here to make money. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. We're here to accomplish something for Him. We lay up treasures in heaven where dust and moth does not corrupt. Everything we have in this world will grow old. Back in June of 1999, a fellow by the name of Eddie Stanky died at the age of 83. Phil, do you know who he was? He was a second baseman. And he played for the New York Giants, the Brooklyn Dodgers, and the Boston Braves. The general manager of the team, of the Dodgers, said about him, he said, "Eddie Stanky, he can't run, he can't hit, and he can't throw. But if there's a way to beat the other team, he'll find it." I remember a teacher told us all in high school that we only use like 10% of our brain. And I thought, that's good, because I never felt as smart as everybody else. I'll just use more of my brain. So if those smart people are only using 10% of their brain, just think what you could do if you're average, if you use 20%. And you start putting things in. So I started putting things into my brain, and I started reading things, and I started continuing to accumulate. And today, there's times when I can look pretty smart. What people don't know, I'm not all that smart. I just accumulate a whole lot of material. Decided to use when I was a kid a little more of my brain than others might use. Ambition. We give our best to work. Work isn't a concrete thing, Mark Twain said. It's a mental attitude. Nothing is either work or play, but thinking about it is so. So if we think about it, and we think about what we're doing and how we're going to do it, the work can not only be fun, it can be productive, and it can be totally satisfying. The difference is our mental attitude. Anytime we think in terms of people and serving people and giving good service to people and helping people, it makes the biggest difference in our work that could be made. There is not a better job that you can do than helping someone, than teaching a child, working with someone that's down, helping someone that's up. That's work. Isn't that what God did for us? He created this world. And he breathed it into space. And from it we get our fruits and our vegetables, everything that we need to nourish us. We not only get that, we get to smell it and taste it and see it and hear it. It's a wonderful world. Get up and smell the flowers. I have roses. They are filled with stickers. I learn to wear gloves when I work on them because I love the looks of a rose. I have a cactus in my backyard that Dick Hefner gave me when it was that big, and it takes up a third of my garden area, and it blooms the most beautiful yellow flowers you could ever see. You don't want to get close to it. It'll jump out and bite you. But I look at it from a distance and see its beauty. There isn't anything that God created in this world that you can't see the beauty in it. There isn't anyone, no matter how far they have fallen away from God, that God cannot see the beauty in them, and we must reach into them and see the beauty in them too. That's called evangelism. The Bible says in Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. That means what you are doing, the job that you are doing, where you are working, the people who you are around, you're to do it as unto him. I never felt like I needed a boss because I knew that I had someone that went with me that wanted me to do the best job I could do at what I was doing. When I was a boss, I prayed for the people that work for me. And I pray for those of you who are in leadership in the church, and I pray for everyone in the church throughout the week. Because I know that God can encourage you. I'm not always there to encourage you. I made it a point in my life some 40 years ago that everyone I run into, I want to try to compliment. I want to try to lift someone up. You cannot walk through life being, well, I'm abused, I'm hurt, I've got my feelings hurt. You cannot walk through life and help anyone doing that. You got to get over yourself and realize that you are here to do something for God, and everyone you run into is a God appointment. And that appointment is to try to help them get beyond where they are with a closer walk with Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself full to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And trust me, I'm not overworked. Not today, not yesterday, not last week. I started in the ministry. I worked in a factory. I went to college. And I pastored. When I quit my job in the factory, I went to college and I pastored. And I worked for an undertaker. While I've been here, I've owned a water conditioning company. I've done counseling with small businesses and helped small businesses get together and get set up. I've helped people find floor plans for their businesses. I've wrote business papers for them. so that they could get business loans. I've always done something on the side, you'd think. No, I did it unto the Lord. Why? Because I can't just work when there's something that's called on the church. I got to work all the time. Well, preacher, we'll keep you busier. You couldn't keep me busier. Because if you're doing what we're preaching around here, you're busy yourself doing. And the busier you are, the easier it is on us as pastors. So don't you worry about me and what I'm doing today. It's all God's work. I see it when I get up in the morning. I see it when I lay down at night. It isn't about doing anything else but helping people and helping people find Him. J.C. Penney. Most of you have stopped by one of his stores throughout the years. He died in 1971 at the age of 95, and he left 1,660 stores. He did not compromise his principles as a Christian. J.C. Penney didn't drink, he didn't smoke, and for many years he demanded the same of his employees. Penney said, "I believe in adherence to the golden rule, faith in God and the country." He gave 10% of everything he made at J.C. Penney to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I would rather be known as a Christian than as a merchant." If you worked at J.C. Penney's and you sold refrigerators and stoves, you made a good living. If you worked at J.C. Penney and you worked in the clothing department, you made a good living. We need to get the morality of work and business that God gives us back into our hearts and our lives today. I would rather be known as a preacher than anything else in the world, and as a Christian, the same as J.C. Penney said. Colossians 3:23, "Whatsoever you do, work at it with all of your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It's the Lord Jesus Christ you are serving." "But preacher, you don't know where I work." God does. And He said to do your job as you're working for Him. Let's stand. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for a working church, a church that wants to get involved in the things that go on here, a church that's willing to do their part and pay their part. Lord, I pray that we take it beyond these church walls into everything that we do, and we understand that whether we have a shovel in our hand or we're standing in front of a group of students, we're there to serve You. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.